with our sponsor here on the Chill Factor Radio. That's right, Ann Canfield, part 3 of 5 of the series. Hello, Ann. Good morning to you.
Good morning. I'm so excited to be here, and I'm really excited about this series. And it's phenomenal because this podcast series is about mastering difficult conversations. So I have to ask, Kathleen, are you familiar with difficult conversations? Have you ever had one of those?
Oh, yeah. Everyday occurrence. But we try to be objective about it, right?
That's exactly right. So we've all kind of had that moment of having that conversation that's difficult. And I just want to ask you and ask this open-ended question for you to consider, what makes it difficult? What makes the conversation difficult? And the reason why I really want to have you really look at that is because it's usually the fact that we are human beings first and we are human doings second. Because with each conversation that we have, each thing that we do, we have an association of how does it make us feel? And really bringing that to mind, of what are those feelings that you have of difficult conversations? And also the fact that we don't know how the other person is going to respond. There's this unknown about it. So before I begin with today's topic, we're going to just kind of recap of where we've been. So part one was preparing for the conversation and recognizing what our intention is, recognizing that one conversation didn't get us here, one conversation's not going to get us out, and preparing that there's probably going to be some follow-up after this conversation. Part two was seek first to understand. This is Stephen Covey's habit number 5 from the book 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. It is a phenomenal book. And what we talk about in that segment of Seek First to Understand is it's all about how do we ask questions to learn from the other person and really use those active listening skills of asking what questions and how questions to really get some new information, recognizing that as a leader, regardless of what your name tag says, that each of us are a leader and that we want to be vulnerable enough and humble enough that maybe we don't have all the information and being open to getting some new information. So we go over that skill and seeking first to understand. And then today we're going to cover making your objective clear. Making your objective clear. So I talked to you. I've got a partner here with me that I've been using during this series. Her name is Mary. Everybody say hi, Mary.
Welcome aboard, Mary.
So when we talk about Mary, Mary works in a hair clip factory. She's worked there for quite a few years. We think Mary's a great employee. And we're going to talk about Mary at the hair clip factory because we have to have a difficult conversation with her. And I want to bring to mind regarding reviewing the situation, and I'm going to give you a new light. And I want you to think of the ABC of behaviors. And ABC stands for antecedent, behavior, and consequence. The antecedent is what comes before the behavior. The behavior is the behavior that we're looking to correct or question or understand. And the C is the consequence. You see, in Mary's case, at the hair clip factory, Mary is a wonderful staff member, but she finds errors and she has a harsh tone with her coworkers to point out those errors. So we've used her as an example because we've had to talk to Mary about this. And we prepared for the conversation. And we have also used our skill of seeking first to understand. And here's what we learned. What we learned is this behavior about her harsh tone regarding finding errors, that Mary is incredibly frustrated because she finds so many errors. the antecedent of what comes before her harsh tone is that she's finding the errors. So when the conversation has dawned on us, wait a minute, if we got rid of the number of errors that she found, she wouldn't have to have a harsh tone in pointing them out to people. And so that's what comes before the behavior. And then the behavior is she has a harsh tone because she found the errors. And the consequences of what comes after the behavior. We're not going to look at this from our perspective. We're going to look at this from Mary's perspective. From Mary's perspective, when we think of consequences, Mary feels really good that errors are being found and fixed. She also feels really good because she feels she's contributing to the training department by training staff on what to look for and how to make those corrections. And third, Mary's actually getting some attention and some socialization by how she's handling this situation. As a matter of fact, Mary might even think the reason we called her in today is because she should get a raise, because she is helping the company to send out quality product and she's training the staff. She feels really good about herself. So the consequences from her side are different than the consequences that we might see. So that's a really important point for us to take into consideration. So for today, we're going to look at making our objective clear. Once we ask those questions of Mary, we're going to get some new information. Carl Rogers once said, the only kind of learning which significantly influences behavior is self-discovered or self-appropriated learning. We're going to use that quote from Carl Rogers, and we're going to note that we want to create some awareness in Mary based on what she's talked to us about. And we want to be able to say, Mary, I have listened to the concerns you have. I can see even you talking about this, the frustration level that you have of finding these mistakes. And I really appreciate you bringing this up to me, the fact that you're finding errors, your concerns that the staff isn't being trained as well as they were a few years ago, the concern that the instructions aren't very clear for the staff, and the fact that you might know some things that they don't. I get all that. However, I do want to be very open and honest with you, Mary, that here's the concern I have. We do need to change how you are addressing these issues. And we need to ensure that the way that you're addressing them and how we're solving the problem of these errors is handled in a different way. We want to be open and honest about that. Because Mary has given us this information. She's been open and honest with us. We're going to return the favor and we're going to be open and honest with her. Once we make that objective clear, we're in a great position to be able to say, you can see my challenge here, Mary. Can you help me to look at this situation that we have? And what solutions do you think that we can come up with? And actually partnering with her on how to solve the problem. Now I have to ask, when we just think about that situation, how do you think Mary feels right now?
I think Mary is definitely feeling a little bit more comfortable knowing that they're going to take the time to talk with her and understand the big picture of everybody coming together to work as a team. Definitely.
That's right. And we're going to keep the buts in the chair, because when she gives a solution, we might say, but stay in the chair. We're going to use the phrase, yes, and. Yes, and. Because she might suggest something that we know that's not going to work. But again, our goal is to ensure that Mary, who does the job every single day, mind you, she is the one who sees it a lot. She's closer to this situation than we are. So we want to be able to recognize whatever suggestion she comes up with and say, yes, and. I hear you say that the training should be different. However, I can't change that today. And making our objective clear to be able to say, we might not be able to solve this today, Mary, but I'm looking to ensure, can we at least change the way that you're handling it today? Because that's really important. Until we can come up with some of these other issues that you've identified and you've helped me clarify, right?
Definitely.
And that's the goal. Because when she walks out of that room, she's going to talk to some other people about this conversation. And because it's important that we recognize that we want all of our staff and all the people around us to know that we're somebody that they can confide in, that there's somebody they can come to, that we're somebody that listens to them, that we care about them and we care about the company. We want to ensure that when she tells them that, hey, yeah, I had a conversation. Let me tell you how it went. We want to be sure that she felt heard and she felt part of the solution of moving the company forward. Because when we talked about intention, we talked about being a human being first and a human doing second. When we look at Mary's case, Mary's intention is to help the company. She's pointing out the issues because she wants quality product to go out the door. Isn't that amazing? Like, isn't that great? Isn't that what we want? We don't want to change all of it. We just want to change how you're doing it. That would be great. So we want to recognize that, and we want to be able to be honest and open with her and not hide that in order to get her to partner with us. So that's kind of what we're looking at for making this objective clear and not hiding it and being able to say, you know, I've heard some new things. However, here's the situation I've got. What's really fascinating is constraint actually brings out creativity. So when she gives a suggestion that might say, oh, by the way, I think that maybe I should be one of the trainers. Can you just promote me to be a trainer? Again, we're not going to use the word but we might go, and yes, I can certainly look into that, right? Which Absolutely. Could be true.
Definitely. Definitely could be true.
And not shut her down. Because the experience of being understood versus interpreted is so compelling you can charge admission. That's a quote by Joseph Pine. So that is what we're looking at today and hoping that each of you can have that takeaway of being that listener, but also being open and honest to be able to make that objective clear in your conversations. And I look forward to meeting everybody back for part 4 next week.
Well, thank you again, Anne. And I'm definitely looking forward to part 4. So again, great information. You can follow Anne Canfield on Finding Strength Today. She's on TikTok. She's on Instagram. And of course, she's on the Chill Factor Radio and much more. Anne, you have a wonderful day.
Thank you very much. Yes, please look me up on Finding Strength with Anne. I would love to connect with each of you.
There you go. And she's on all the major platforms, folks. Thank you, Anne. Have a great day. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Are you ready to master those conversation skills? Well, join me online for an interactive workshop with your camera and your microphone on. You will learn proven strategies and practice using your experiences to role play in a safe space to customize these skills to your personality. The great news is you no longer will avoid difficult conversations. Rather, you're going to have increased confidence and build relationship and credibility with each conversation. For the upcoming online workshop dates, go to my Linktree on Instagram under Finding Strength with Anne. Hope to see you online.